Welcome to a world beyond our imagining. Michael Barrington's account of his vision of Jesus has greatly inspired me because it's the fourth possible incidence of a fourth chakra enlightenment that I know of. Fourth chakra experiences can obviously vary, as I'll get to in a moment, and Michael has said we should have more than one fourth chakra experience in any one lifetime. Steve, was the sight of the self at the Xenia retreat a fourth chakra event? Michael, yes, it was. Steve, so it's possible to have two fourth chakra events, or maybe even more possibly. Michael, it is possible to have multiple chakra events throughout your lifetime, sweet one. Again, what you are thinking of is a limitation. Something is activated or not activated. Think in terms of open, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. So yes, you might have had several events. You should have several events. Michael Barrington had a vision experience. He saw his chosen ideal, Jesus. I also had a vision, but what I saw was like a spiritual movie of the journey of an individual soul from God to God. Originally, I said this was not an experience of enlightenment, but given that I was deeply in bliss during the experience and slightly less deeply in it for 3 days afterwards, I cannot see how it could be otherwise than a fourth chakra primary stage of enlightenment. Why I'm mentioning this and why am I focusing on it? Because the ring of fire, when it hits, will be a planetary experience of a fourth chakra heart opening. So Michael's description of mine or someone else's will be germane to our understanding of what happens to us. Now, as it turns out, I had two more fourth chakra experiences, the heart opening itself on March 13, 2025, and the vision of the self at Xenia Retreat Center, September 18, 2018. The vision of the self was a third kind of vision, not the vision of my chosen ideal, Archangel Michael, not a journey depicted, but the self that we all are. I suspect there are an infinite number of other varieties of the experience. What the Divine Mother said about love may turn out to be true for fourth level spiritual experiences. Divine Mother, love can have an infinite, literally infinite number of expressions. So these are sources to be read or consulted after the Ring of Fire wave of love to know what has just happened to us. We've had a heart opening, and the tsunami of love, which has just washed us clean, is an interdimensional experience. Welcome to a world beyond our imagining.